Right now I am in Jordan. I arrived like 2 days ago. I crossed the Lebanese borders. I passed by Syria, spent a night over there, and then continued to Jordan. Now I'm in Jordan. Well, in Lebanon it's a disaster. Like, it has been almost a week or a bit more. We are going through a terrible war. Everyone is down, and like, the country is like, I don't know, we can say maybe 70% destroyed, because the bombs are like everywhere, not only in the south. Like, the airstrike hits the southern suburb. We can tell that Israel turns the southern into earthquake zone. So, and it's not only the south, it's also Shuwaifat and Hadad. And they hit the north, they hit Batroun, they hit the port of Junie, they hit Amshit. Yesterday, they bombed the road in Atar, which is also in the north. So, exactly, people are not knowing where it's safe and not safe. And the pattern is always almost the same. It's airstrike, demolition, civilians dying, people displaced, foreigners evacuating, and, like, different political declarations. My parents are in the north, in Batroun, next to the place that was bombed like a couple of days ago, and like one soldier died, passed away, and four soldiers were wounded because they hit the army place. And the rest of my family is in Ashrafieh, in Beirut, where Israeli bombed yesterday, because they bombed two trucks and they bombed a school next to ABC, which is a big mall in Ashrafieh. So the bombing are not only on going on infrastructure, basically, they are hitting civilians, they are hitting people gathering, and they are hitting trucks carrying food and carrying medicine. They are hitting every single truck they see. If you want, I can say more. If you want, I can tell them that they bombed a church. They are using phosphoric bombs, which are not allowed in the war. They are just going beyond the rules of the human rights and, you know, the war rights. If you want, I can say more. I don't mind.